KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have 59 degrees under clear skies, and we look today for partly cloudy skies as we move along with south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour and a high of 91. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN. News is being brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. An Elliott man was arrested Sunday evening after Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies responded to a shots fired call. Deputies were called to 110 Main Street in Elliott at 5:49 p.m. in regards to shots being fired inside a residence and threats being made. Deputies arrested 21-year-old Robert Michael Doherty of Elliott for reckless use of a firearm and intimidation with a dangerous weapon. Doherty was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $10,000 cash bond. Montgomery County deputies were assisted by Red Oak Police, Cass County Sheriff's Office, Cass County Canine Unit, Atlantic Police, Shelby County Sheriff's Office, Iowa DNR, Iowa State Patrol, Red Oak Rescue, and Elliott Rescue. KJAN News Time is 7:06.
Viagra. There, I said it. It's really not that bad, and if you're male, chances are you could benefit from this medication. It's time we open a conversation of all the benefits of Viagra. Viagra is very expensive, but now it's available in an FDA-approved generic, and you could pay as little as zero out-of-pocket with qualifying insurance. No insurance? No problem. Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic has sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20-milligram tablets for less than $2 a piece. ED shouldn't stand for expensive drugs. Ask about it at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
You're busy, and getting to the pharmacy to pick up your prescriptions is just one more thing on your to-do list, but it doesn't have to be. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. We've been surprised lately at how many people don't realize that Rex Pharmacy has delivery routes in Atlantic every day to deliver our patients' medications right to the door. And did you know that when you download our Rex Pharmacy app, you can order your refills and delivery from the comfort of home? So take stopping at the pharmacy off your to-do list. Call us. Have your meds delivered. Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic.
In other news, the Iowa State Patrol reports two females from Nebraska and a woman from central Iowa were injured in a crash Sunday afternoon on I-80 near Adair. Authorities say a semi-tractor trailer fire at the 76-mile marker westbound caused traffic to back up on I-80 at around 1:25 p.m. A 2018 BMW X5 driven by 57-year-old Judith Kosicki of Clive failed to stop in a safe distance and struck the rear of a 2013 Ford Fusion. The Ford was driven by 46-year-old Audra Anberg of Omaha. The impact caused the Fusion to be pushed into the cable guardrail. The BMW continued forward before striking a 2014 Honda Accord being driven by 27-year-old Andrew Novak of Omaha. The Honda then struck another 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe driven by Jacqueline Thomas of Fremont, Nebraska. The Honda and BMW collided and came to rest in the north ditch. The Hyundai came to rest in the left lane of I-80. Another vehicle involved in the multi-car pileup was a 2006 Chrysler Town & Country van driven by Thad Lambrecht. Kosicki was transported by Mercy Air Life Flight to Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Audra Anberg and her passenger, 13-year-old Andrea Anberg of Omaha, were transported by Adair Fire and Rescue and Adair EMS to Methodist Medical Center. All the crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak man on Sunday evening. At 9:47 p.m., officers arrested 28-year-old Michael Todd Archer of Red Oak for criminal mischief, fifth degree. Archer was arrested in the 1900 block of Summit Street in Red Oak and taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Des Moines authorities don't expect to file any charges in connection with this weekend's fatal shooting because the victim was violating a court protection order and assaulting a man. Police said 32-year-old Joshua James Wheeler died after the Saturday night shooting. Des Moines Police Sergeant Paul Parizic says prosecutors determined that shooting was done in self-defense. The shooting took place in the doorway of the home of a woman who is a former domestic partner of Wheeler's. Police said the incident started after the 25-year-old woman and a 27-year-old male friend of hers discovered that a tire on the man's car had been slashed. Wheeler arrived and assaulted the man, who warned that he was carrying a gun. Police said the man had a permit for the gun. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Red Oak woman was arrested at around 7:24 a.m. Saturday in Red Oak. following a complaint about a person yelling and drinking a bottle of vodka. Deputies located 48-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares in the 200 block of West 3rd Street and charged her with breach of peace while at the Montgomery County Jail. Olivares damaged a shower knob and was subsequently charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree as well. Her total bond was set at $600. Three people have been arrested on public intoxication charges in Red Oak. Red Oak police report 29-year-old Curtis Kit Blystone of Red Oak was arrested at 4:18 a.m. Sunday in the 400 block of East Reed Street. His bond was set at $300. A little after 6 p.m. Saturday, Red Oak police arrested 58-year-old Dennis Edward Elliott of Red Oak for public intoxication second offense and 53-year-old Valerie Zamora of Red Oak for public intoxication first offense. Zamora's bond was set at $300, while Elliott's bond was set at $2,000. A prosecutor has cleared officers involved in a fatal Ottumwa gun battle. A Fairfield man was killed and two Ottumwa men were charged with attempted murder and other crimes after the shootout following an armed robbery August 3rd. Wapello County Attorney Gary Oldenberger said in a news release Saturday that the officers' actions were absolutely necessary to eliminate the threat the subjects posed to them, their fellow officers, students and staff in the school, and residents in the surrounding neighborhood. Court documents say the three men forced their way into an Ottumwa home and stole items. A man outside the home was shot and then hospitalized. Three armed men fled and were intercepted by Ottumwa officers near Liberty Elementary School where the shootout occurred. No officer was injured. Embarking on a mission that scientists have been dreaming of since the Sputnik era, a NASA spacecraft hurtled Sunday toward the sun on a quest to unlock some of its mysteries by getting closer than any object sent before. If all goes well, the Parker Solar Probe will fly straight through the wispy edges of the sun's corona, or outer atmosphere, in November. In the years ahead, it will gradually get within 3.8 million miles of the surface, its instrument protected from the extreme heat and radiation by a revolutionary new carbon heat shield and other high-tech wizardry. Altogether, the Parker probe will make 24 close approaches to our star during the 7-year, $1.5 billion journey. And Dr. Edna Becht is presenting an osteoarthritis presentation at the next session of Healthy You this Thursday in Conference Room 2 at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. According to Dr. Becht, 50% of adults over 65 years of age have arthritis in at least one joint. While there is no cure, there are a number of management options to consider. During the presentation, Dr. Becht will cover the basics of osteoarthritis, treatments, medications, and therapy. Dr. Edna Becht is a family medicine physician at Atlantic Medical Center. She provides comprehensive family medicine services, including obstetric care. Healthy You will be offered at both 7:30 a.m. and noon on Thursday, August 17th. Healthy You is a free educational series at Cass County Health System held monthly in Conference Room 2. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as a meal is provided for all attendees. You can call 712-243-7479 to reserve your seat. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next, News Time 713.
Wow, how many medications do you take?
Huh, you mean now, or at noon, or bedtime? Oh, wait, I forgot about the supper time pill.
Sorry I asked, but how do you keep track of which one to take and when?
I'm not sure. Sometimes I wonder if I do.
Have you heard of RexPax? A new service from Rex Pharmacy. They take all your meds, sort them into doses for each day, package them into strips of little single-dose packets. You just tear off the packet for that time of day and you know you're taking the right meds. At the right time, on the right day, every day. It's really pretty cool and simple.
But I don't take everything every time.
That's the beauty of it. Each packet only contains the meds for a particular dose time each day. You just open it and take what's inside. I really think you should check into it.
This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. If the process of keeping track and taking your medications is frustrating you, let us show you how RexPax will simplify the process. All you have to do is bring in your prescriptions and we'll take care of it at no additional charge. RexPax at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements this morning, Dean Flannery, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Dean Flannery will be held today at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Mary Mills, age 76, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mary Mills will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. here today at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Robert O. Schaefer, age 73, of rural Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at his home under hospice care. Funeral services for Robert Schaefer will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Delmer L. Berg, age 92, of Atlantic, formerly of Cumberland, died Thursday at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Delmer L. Berg will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Hockaberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Brian Opperly, age 62, of Marshalltown and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Services for Brian Opperly will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News brought to you this hour by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.